Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Chavav. Demai Chavav, and we are on the last three words of Chaf Hei Amabez. Again, this Masechta Shiurim is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So I said at the end of yesterday's shiur that we would start off with Iran. With Iran today. That is because the Gemara said yesterday, the Gemara had a machlokas, two brises, whether we are medaktikin or not medaktikin. What was that talking about? Remember, that was a case where you have Amei Haaretz that possibly have svichin of Shemitah, it was talking about. And then the question is, they have produce or grain that you didn't take off challah from. So the question is, the Kohanim hamagablin betara, the Kohanim that go into these kitchens for the Amei Haaretz, and instead of the Amei Haaretz making everything tummy, and therefore when the challah comes out, it's going to be tummy anyway, so they would be mafresh on behalf of these Amei Haaretz, so it would be tahar. But what if we're choshesh that there's svichin, which is the Issa D'Rabbanan, we paskin, of grain. Grain is something that you plant every year. Remember, Svichin is the aftergrowth that the Rabbanan Asr Mid Rabbanan does not apply to trees, because trees you plant once and then it grows by itself every year. So that was not included in the decree of Svichin. But grain and vegetables were. So should the Kohanim do this and go on behalf of the Amei Haaretz and be mafresh? After all, this is not going to be able to be eaten because it's svichin. It's still going to be usher afterwards. So what are they being misakein? So there was a machlokas 2 days in the brises. One brises said, well, don't be misakein because at least now they know there's challah in there. They're going to be scared to eat it. So this will be a good way to protect. Good way to, that they won't eat these svichin, because it not only will be an isser of svichin, it will be an isser of challah in there. Tevel, and therefore they won't eat it. And the other opinion says, no, better to make this, maybe they will eat it. And it's better to have them eat a lesser isser than to have them eat a more chamur isser. Right? And that's what the Brisa said. Mavricham and akala machnisu lachamura. Right? If you are in mafrish, then you're mavrich men akala, but you're going to be machnis them to a chamura, and therefore that would not be not be okay, because tevel is avon misa, you're leaving them with the sister of tevel, while shviyas at most, we said, is a lo sase, Rabbi Akiva holds, it's also daraisa, but we don't even paskin that way, we paskin that it's also midrabanan. So this Gemara reflects, obviously, that it's always better to do a lesser isser than to do a more chamor isser. Right? This is a huge topic. Sugya in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, fascinating. Makaros, where the Gemara says, the Mishnah there is discussing Pikuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur. If somebody's life is in danger on Yom Kippur, then they eat. Then they eat. Mishachzu bomis v'achilin also afilu dvarim temeim ashiyor enov. Right? This is not Yom Kippur. This is just illness. But the context here is even Yom Kippur, we would give a person to eat. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Mishachzu bolmis, if somebody has bolmis, bolmis is some type of illness based on hunger, Rashi says something happens to your eyes, and it's dangerous, and musukan lamus, shemariso chazeres biyadu ashes rapa, when you get your vision, like how you look, you can tell that you're calmed down. So the Gemara says, Mishachzu bolmis, ma'achilim oso akal akal. You always give him, if somebody has to eat, not kosher, in order to survive, so they eat the lesser of isurim. That's the what is done. Tevel v'nevela, and the Gemara gives examples. Tevel and nevela, you give him nevela, because tevel is misa v'shamayim, and nevela is just an isur lav. Tevel v'shvias, shvias v'tevel, shvias, right? Tevel v'shvias, then shvias is less of an isur than tevel, because again, shvias might just be in isur aseh. Tevel v'truma tanoi. It goes through many other examples. So on that Gemara, all the Rishonim quote this discussion. I'll read it from the Ran. The Ran says, he quotes this question from the Raifin. B'lashon hazeh, im ha'yachol ha'shish po sakana, v'tzorach lishcha lo tana goles, it's a chol ha'shish po sakana. So, and the shaila is, what do you do that you could shecht an animal on Shabbos, or you could just get a piece of not kosher. You have a guy there. You could ask the guy to just kill the animal and give you a piece of meat. Lama lo nomar l'nachri sheyinchar lo v'nachi lenu hanavela. Shein ba'el eser lav. V'lo nishchot v'nitcha Shabbos sheish ba'eser skila. Isn't it better just to ask the non-Jew to kill an animal, to give you a piece of meat? So what did you violate? Biyadayim, nothing. Right, it was Amir Lakum, which we've asked in is an Issa D'Rabbanan. So, what do you? You're eating a pizza not kosher. While the, if you have to shecht, you're going to shecht on Shabbos, and you're going to salt on Shabbos, and do all these malachas. The heishiv and the Ravid answers, shezeh achole, the question is, what does the Ravid mean? Shezeh achole, is iser omedu ma'akvo. Vaday, what's in front of the person? What's the problem here? Iser Shabbos. Lo iser nevela. Why is that? Not 100% clear what the Ravid means here. What's preventing it from eating is the iser of Shabbos, and yes, the shecht. What do you mean? What about the Isser of Nevela? Tedash ilu lo haya Shabbos, lo haya mevakshu lanu Nevela. El ashchuta. V'kivet shekenu Isser omeid alav u'ma'akva hu sheshabav heter gamarhu lo Isser acher l'fichach emetir lo Isser Nevela. Okay, the Ravid quotes somehow that Shabbos is the Isser that's in front of you, not Nevela, and therefore you're allowed to be matur to Shabbos because that's the Pikuach Nefesh is matur Shabbos. Right? The Ron wonders, and the other Rishonim wonder, what do you mean? You have these two Isserim and you have to choose. Right? That's why is Shabbos is the only one in front of you? So, and according to the Ravid, what if you have a dead chicken already? Tarnagolas Nechura. Now, Chilana was of Lonishcholo, Kshem Shato Mershi, Isser Shabbos Ma'akvo, Milishchol Kachas Nevela Ma'akvo. Right? You're just like you have the Isser of Shabbos that's preventing you from eating something, so do this in Nevela. I don't understand that. So the Ron says, Avonira Lee, this is the issue. I think you should do the opposite. You should Shecht on Shabbos. Not eat the not kosher. Wow. Why? Shalagabe Chole, Ain Isser Nevela Kalmi Isser Shabbos. For the Chole, the Isser Nevela is not more Kal. Right, our Gemara says, oh, better to do Shvius than to do Tevel. Right, which is, Beferius, by the way, just noticing it out, that's one of the examples given in that Gemara in Yuma. Right, that Shvius is more Kal. Exactly what the, here we're not even talking about Shvius, we might be talking about Svichen, which might even be less. But the Ron says here that Nevel is more Kal. What do you mean more Kal? Nevel is only in a Sirlav, Shabbos isn't a Siskila. The Nehida Nevela Isser Lav Shabbos Isser Skila Ika Chumra Achrina Ben Nevela. Nevela has more, a different Chumra. Lefisha Ha Ochla Over Belav I'll call Kizayis for Kizayis Sheba. Every bite of Nevela that I eat is going to be an Avera. Right? It's Machalas Asuros. Kedamrina Lagabi Nazir Shaisho Sayayin. Like the Mishnah says in Nazir, if somebody says to the Nazir, in between each time he has a Revius, don't drink, there's a separate Asra, then Chayavak Alachas Vachas. So there's many Averis, Avalinian Shabbos, lo aver, ela b'shashchita. Shabbos, it's a one-time moment, momentary isser. V'chad lavu, de'ika, de'maisa Shabbos mutarin. De'kayim alon, he kodesh, ve'en maseh kodosh. Right, maisa Shabbos, it doesn't create an isser. U'mishem hachi, lavin, harbe, de'nevela, lo mikri isser kal, legabe chad lav de Shabbos. Avagadavi isser skila. Wow, that's an important yisod of the Ron. This is one of the 18 examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings in one of his Ma'amarim where he talks about quality versus quantity. Do we say that more quantity overrides stronger quality? And he gives many examples. This is the first one. Right? You see, the quantity of Isser Nevela override and Amor Chamor than the qualitatively deeper, stronger Isser than Shabbos. Right, Nevela beats Shabbos. If you have many Yisur and Nevela, and one Yisur Shabbos, two Yisur Shabbos, so that would override. And there are many other examples. I didn't bring it, but he quotes the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, right? Kolafi Rova Maisa, right? Better to give many poor people less tzedakah than to give one ani a lot of tzedakah. Because there too, he says, many smaller actions, quantity, would override quality. Right, and then he quoted another, again, the godless of Rabbi Yosef Engel has many aspects, but one, he'll quote things from everywhere, because he just views Kol HaTorah Kula, you know, in different ways, right? So he quotes the Psukim, of course, the Psukim by Avram Avinu tells the leaders of the land where he finds himself, why did I say that she was my sister, right, Sarah, because, you know, if not, you would kill me. You would kill me and then live with her. So now what? So it's his sister, so they're going to, he's not worried about, he thinks they're going to be shofech damin, but they would never violate Gilei Arayos. Because if she was married, they wouldn't take her, right? They would just kill him. But, they would never do Gilei Arayos. Why? Well, why would, if they don't believe in the big three, they don't believe in the big three. So the point is, killing is a one-time thing. Right? Gilei Arayos would be over and over and over again. So again, which is there? It's quite, which is more chum or which is more cow? You're not sure about. Professor Weiss has in one of his mamarim on Chumash, he says it doesn't say anywhere in Shas Beferish, but within the big three, it doesn't come up lahalacha. But let's say somebody knows that they're not going to be strong enough to not violate one of the big three. And an Anna says, either kill Reuven or be Megala Arias with Shimon's wife, or I'm going to kill you. And he knows he's going to have to do one of them because he's not going to be able to survive. He's not going to be able to hold up. So which one is less chamur? Which one should Reuven violate? So it's a package in Shas. But the netiyah is that murder is the worst. The netiyah is murder is the worst. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach that says it's nothing that destroys society as much as murder. And one other point, and then we'll continue. There is a Gemara that maybe sheds light on this. Remember Aaron HaKohen in the first Berakah Sanhedrin, where Aaron HaKohen stands up and participates somewhat in the Egel. How much did he need to participate? We're not sure. And the Gemara says, why did he participate in the Egel? Because he saw his nephew Chur that was just murdered. And the Gemara says, he says, I don't want them to kill me. I'd rather than do Avodah Zarah than to kill me. That's what Gemara says. Right, the question is, why is that? Why did he rather than do Avodah Zarah than to kill him? So on that Gemara, the Maariv Chayetz quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, who says maybe this idea that Rotzeach is deeper and more destructive to society than any other Aveir, even compared to Gilui Arayos. Right, so that's the relating to what is more chamer, what is more kal, but a couple of points in Rabbi Yosef Engel, and he quotes that Ran in the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma. Okay, so now where are we? Last three words. Chafei Amabes. Okay, said Oseh. So now we're getting back to the brisa that says that you should be mafresh. Again, this Tamar Chacham, this chaver who's going to be mafresh chala from this grain that is possible svichen. Right, so what do you do with it? Right, what do you do because you don't want it to, you don't want it to be eaten? It's okay, so Oseh. So says the Gemara, Amar Avchuna, maybe Kohen Chashud Umatz below. You bring a Kohen who eats, who's Chashud anyway, and he's not makbid on the laws of Shvias anyway. Umat Bila, and then you put him in a mikvah. Right, what does that mean? Because you're giving him challah, so challah that's tar. So you have to be tar for that. So you say he has to go to the mikvah, then you give him the food. You give him the food. Don't worry, this is not the maskana. But the Rav Huna says, that's what you do. You bring a Kohen who's going to eat shvias anyway, so he's going to eat shvias anyway, so you'll give him the svichin, possible svichin. But you have to make sure he's tar, so you put him in a mikvah. Says the Gemara, Nimsa Moser Taras Lamaretz, what are you going to give him the challah right away? But he's not tar yet. He's a tful yom. Right, he has to wait till sunset. You're going to put him in a mikvah, but he has to wait till Shkia. So, right, because remember the first daf and shas in Bavli, right? Meiser Sheni, right? You could eat right away. Truma, you could eat that night. Kadshim, you could eat the next day. Right, that's the halachas of Tful Yom. So here, it's like Truma, it's Chalis, so you have to wait till the night. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. Amar Rabbi Mana, maybe Kohen Chashur Umatbilo, Umishamrat Erev, and then you wait till the night, you make sure he doesn't touch it till the night, Umachilo, and then you give it to him. Fine. So the Gemara says, the obvious question, how can you do this? Just because he's a chashid, you're going to allow him to do another Avera? He's a chashid, so yeah, give him another Avera, give him the svichin. How can you do that? So Rabbi Shimon bar Karsana, b'shem Rav Acha, Mishah, you're right, you can't give it to anybody. Right, what was the first opinion? Thinking, Tzorachian. Exactly what the pshat is. But Mishamra, you could say, it's Suffolk, it's not for sure Svichin, maybe it's Nisad Rabbanon. Come up with something. Mishamra at Erev Pesach Vesorfa. No, you wait till Erev Pesach. And then you burn it with the Chametz. Why do you burn it with the Chametz? Because it becomes Chametz. Right? Even if you want to say that this is possible Challah, and maybe it's not Svichin, but now it's Chametz, and now you have a mitzvah to burn it. Right? So there, Miman of Shach, it is okay. Right? You see the Mara Folda? Erev Pesach, V'yoser in Yochol Shomra Mishim Chametz. More than that, you can't keep it. V'kodem Lachain in Yochol Sofer, you can't burn it any earlier, because maybe it's not Tameh. I'm sorry, maybe it's not Svichin, and therefore it's perfect Challah that you should eat. Deino Medesles Refa. The Challah Tahorahi. V'shamein in Misur Shvias. Maybe it's not Svichin. But you can't eat it because maybe it is Svichin. So Erev Pesach, you don't have a choice. Erev Pesach, Mishim Chametz, Al Karchal Tzorach L'Sarfro. So you burn it on Erev Pesach. That is the way to go. Whenever Tful Yom comes up, I like to quote the father of the Egle Tal. Right, in the Hakdama of the Egle Tal, the famous part of the Hakdama is the beginning where he talks about Hanah for Talmud Torah, and there are people that mistakenly think that the greatest level of Torah is when you don't enjoy it, you just do all the Shema. I think that's wrong. I think the greatest level of enjoy, the greatest level of learning, greatest type of learning is when you enjoy it and it goes into your bloodstream, v'chulu. Right? Sameach u'mis'aneg b'limudo. Oz divrei Torah nivla'in b'damo. Right? That's the maker part and the famous part of the Hagdama. But all the way at the end, the last paragraph of the Hagdama, he says, Ra'isi l'kayim ben yechabed av. He says, I want to do a little keep it up aim as I publish my Sefer. And remember, he writes in the beginning of the Hagdama, before that part that I just mentioned, that he used to give plenty of shiurim, and then the doctor said he can't anymore, so he's stuck, so he still wants to teach. What can I do? So I'm going to write. So this is the beginning of his writing. So how does he do? He says, keep it av in my writing. Lichtov. Ben yechaved av lichtov bepsichas sifri davar macha shamati mikavod adoni avi moriv rabbi. I want to give a shot of my father. Right? So this is the Avnei Nezer's father. Avnei Nezer is the Eglei Tal. This is the Shemi Shmuel's grandfather. The Shemi Shmuel is the son of the Avnei Nezer, and this is the Mechutin of the Kutzker. Right? Because the Avnei Nezer was the son-in-law of the Kutzker. So he's quoting his father now, not as famous as the Kutzker, and he quotes the first Mishnah in Brachas. What's the pshat of a Tful Yom? He went to the mikveh, and now he has to wait till nighttime to become tahor. Well, what does that mean? Did he everything he has to do? Why does he have to wait till nighttime? And then he says, and what's the connection? Why do we bring in the first Mishnah in Shas, Kriya Shema and Tful Yom? Right, when you say Kriya Shema, Mishash, Akorin, Akazim, Akhob, Truasan. Why do we bring that funny type of shear? So he quotes, he says, whatever happens to you on any given day, there's a Roshem, there's an effect that stays with you the rest of that day. And since, let's say somebody was tummy today, so that roshem, that effect, stays with you the whole day. And when the sun sets, then it leaves. So if you were tummy today, even if you went to the mikvah, there's still a roshem, there's still a spiritual, stain, a little bit that's gotten much, weaker, but it stays until the end of the day. He says, and that's the idea of Tfil Yom. You have to wait till the end of the day. He says, and we know, Mida Tova, Meruba, Mida Peronis, Mida Tova is even greater. So if you said Kriya Shema, he said Kriya Shema today, he says, why don't we say Kriya Shema by Mincha? Why don't we say it three times a day? Why twice a day? Because if you say Kriya Shema by Shachris, that lasts with you the whole day. He says, the Roshem of that Kriya Shema is going to last with you the whole day. When it's a new halachic day, okay, you got to say it again. Right? And then when you sleep, you got to say it again in the morning. But that's the, he said, Mikom Akam Nishar Bo Roshem Kabbalah Samal Chashraim Kol Hayom. Right, and that's why you don't say Kriya Shema by Mincha, and that's the connection between Tful Yom and Kriya Shema. Right, that's the Hagdama of the Eglei Tal. Good. There's more to say about burning your chametz, but let's continue and we'll see if there's time at the end. It says the next Mishnah. Second Mishnah here in the third parak of Demai. You're carrying a lot of vegetables. The problem is, it's too heavy for you. So you want to cut some off and just cut off some leaves and just leave them on the side of the road. These leaves, though, are edible. They're edible leaves. So if they're, and it's tevel, what you're carrying. So you don't want to leave it on the side of the road, then somebody might come eat it. So what do you do? What are your responsibilities in terms of cutting off these leaves? Lahakel mi maso. And the Mefarshim talk about that we must be talking about a case where there was already Gemar Malacha. Right? You already tied up your bundles, your vegetables, and there was a pile, or else it wouldn't be Tevel yet. It wouldn't be Usser. If there was no Gemar Malacha, and then you just put it on the side of the road, then it would be just Hefker. Hefker before there was a Chiyuv of Chumas and Maestras, then it would be totally Pater. So it must be, we're talking about a case where it was already, the Marafolda says, there was already Gemar Malacha, and therefore, the lashon v'dafka yerek hane'agad ba'aguda shekfar boli dechi of maestros. Right, there's already chi of maestros. So what do you do? So lo yashlach hashiaser. So you can't be mashlach. You can't throw these leaves down on the side of the road until you'll be maser because you're being machshil those that find it, those that that pick it up. Right, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky says this is lo gara from selling it. Just like from selling it, we said that you have to be mafrish. So too, if you are mafkir, if you're mafkir in a situation where there's already a chiyuv, so then one has to make sure that you don't violate, you're not machshil, even strangers that are going to pick it up. This is an important Rambam, but let's just first continue. Halokeach yerek min hashuk v'nimlach lahachzir. So now, you're by the vegetable guy, and you want to buy some vegetables. So what happens? You picked up the vegetables, and then you decide, no, I forgot, my wife already bought vegetables. So you pick them up, you did a Maisa Kinyan, you did a Hagba, and now you want to put them back. Are you putting them back? If I put them back, it's kind of like it's looked at as a new transaction. Because if I picked it up, I did a Kinyan Hagba, so it's mine. Even if I didn't pay yet, but Nikna Bibashicha. And now if I'm going to put it back, I'm not just undoing what I did, it's a new Kinyan. I'm selling it back to him. So if I'm selling it back to him, I can't put it back until I take off Maisers. Lo benimach lahachzir, right? And I want to put it back again after I did Hagba. So lo yachzir ashi yaser, right? I have to put it back. I have to be maaser before I put it back. She'eno maaser ela minyan. What does that mean? She'eno maaser, says the Marafolda, mechaser ela minyan. Klomar, hamekach shakol aguda yedua. Nimse shakana osan. When you picked it up, that's done. You already know how much it's worth. The only question is how many you're going to pick up. They each have their price. Visu lo mechzar, rakleida minyan aguda shalakach. We're just waiting to know how many you bought, says the Marafolda. And once you did that, so that's why the hagbah that you did was a kinyan gamur. And if you put it back, you have to be ma'aser before you put it back. But hayo'omid v'lokeach, what if you're standing and buying, and either you didn't do any kind of hagbah, right? That's the marafolda. Shlo not labiyad v'logbiyan, right? You're just like playing around with the vegetables, but you didn't pick them up yet. Or the Pnei Moshe says, you picked it up, and not with kavana to be kona yet. Right? You're just, you're involved in the deciding. Then you saw a different group of vegetables, right, that are look nicer, that you want those. Then you can just put those straight back. Because then you didn't do any kinyan akbah on that, or you didn't do a kinyan akbah with kavana, right? Every kinyan has two ingredients, a maisa kinyan and a kavanas kinyan. And here you didn't have any kavanas kinyans, therefore there's no maisa kinyan, and therefore you wouldn't have to be ma'aser before you put it back. So that is the two parts to the Mishnah, right? If you want to cut off the leaves, so then how do you leave them? And number two, if you are in the middle of a buying process, when is it considered a kinyan that you picked it up, that you would have to be ma'aser beforehand? So there's an important comment of the Radvaz. The Radvaz on the Rambam. The Rambam, this the first half of the Mishnah. The Rambam in Parag Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin in Meiser. So the Rambam says, Mi shaya nosek yarek, you're carrying vegetables. V'kavid alav maso, it's too heavy for you. It's too heavy for you to schlep. V'rata lahashlech b'men ola derech, k'di lahakel mi maso. And you want to just throw some on the side. Lo yashlech ashi aser. You can't throw it on the side until you be maser. K'dei shalo yia takala la'ame ha'aretz, sh'ochlan oso b'demai. So people don't mess up. People don't eat this that is demai. So says the Radvaz, first of all, like we said, va'ayri b'sheneh gara yarek, it was already gemar malacha. V'yim tomar, v'yamay tzorech la'aser, har yehefker patar min ha'maiser. What do you mean? Aren't you being mafkerit? Aren't you being mafkerit? So why is there a chiyuv? So he says, as we explained, it's only hefker is only patar if it didn't get a chiyuv yet. But once there's a chiyuv, he says, "Hello, Kasha. Did he hefker got potter and a meiser? Hainu shas zochebo eino tzorach laaser. If somebody is zochem and a hefker, he doesn't have to take off meiser. But if somebody already has it and there's already a chiv of meiser, then he can't be mafker it. Aval hamafkir, right? So the one that's zochem and a hefker has no chiv to be maaser, but the one that's mafkir is not allowed to be mafkir until he is maaser. Aval hamafkir kivin shigiel onas hameiser is lo yafker at shiaser. So now he says, "Daakati kasha." But one second. If the person out there is going to be zoche min hefker, so forget my chiyuv. But if he don't want to have a chiyuv, so why is that a chiyuv on me? Akanti kasha kivan cha malakit patur matakala yesh bedavar. You have to prevent the takala because once there's a chiyuv of maaseris, so then you're not going to be mafkir. But let's say I'm mafkir anyway, and then somebody picks it up and he doesn't know. He has no idea. He has no idea. So is that a takala for him? Is that a takala for him? So his question is that if there's no chiyuv to be ma'aser from hefker, so then maybe the mafkir is not allowed to be mafkir, but the one who's zochem in hefker, there's no takala.
Says the Radvaz, Yesh Lomar, de la ola mamotzi tzorech letaki intamai. The Shema Eino Hefker. Right? Maybe if he finds it, right? Maybe how does he know this was Hefker? Maybe it dropped out of somebody's hand. So he's going to have to be mafrish it. Right? Shema Eino Hefker. V'yaf agav da'avi soig b'isura d'rabanan. And here's the line. And if somebody picks something up, why would that, isn't it a suffix d'rabanan? Maybe this is demai. Maybe this is not demai. Because we're assuming that it's not chayiv, and shemayim sumi daraisa. Maybe it's demai. Even though it's suffix d'rabanan, kibon de'ikr takana mishum suffix, echmiru b'kol sveikosav. Suffix demai might be machmir too, because the whole point of demai is suffix. The whole thing of demai is, oh, takana demai is mishum suffix. So you might be machmir on this suffix. Suffix demai might also be machmir. What does this remind us of? Somebody might have learned the first paragraph of Psachim. Sometimes the Rishonim say, we'll be machmir on Bedikas Chametz, even if Bedikas Chametz is Rabbanan, because it was niskana ala suffix. If it was niskana ala suffix, it was created mishum suffix, you're not sure if there's Chametz in there, so we might be machmir mishum suffix. You don't go by the regular rules of suffix, because the essence of the din is mishum suffix. That's an important radvaz, but again, you got to work out, you know, that question. But if I have a chiv before I'm mafkirit, then maybe it is mechuyev, even if somebody picks it up. Okay, says the Gemara. So the Gemara is commenting on the Tosefta, which we had a couple of days ago. Do you go by when you determine if somebody sells in big amounts and small amounts? Remember, if somebody sells in big amounts, so then the buyer is the one that's going to have to be mafresh, because he usually gets a better deal. It's a big amount, and you know, he usually gets some extra. If somebody sells in a small amount, then the seller is going to have to be mafresh the demai, because he's making more of a profit. Or the kids come, remember the two reasons. So there was a machlokas, though, in the Tosefta. Do you go by what's actually sold, or do you go by what this person generally sells? Right, that was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir says you go after what's generally sold. The Chachamim say you go by what's actually sold, the type. So the Gemara says, Amar Balazar, it's Rabbi Meir, he. Our Mishnah, right, what's our Mishnah about? You're cutting off, we assume you're cutting off a lot of leaves. A lot of leaves, because you want to make your bundle less. You're going to cut off three leaves, that's not going to change much. Right? You're cutting off a lot of leaves, so it's mida meruba. So mida meruba, what did we say before? By a mida meruba? By a mida meruba, the buyer, the one that buys it, is the one that's going to be mafresh. But what is our Mishnah saying? That the one who is cutting off the leaves, kilu the mocher, is going to have to be mafresh. So what does that show? You're not going by what's actually happening here. You're going by what's normally done. So this person normally sells in small amounts. So therefore, it sounds like our mission is like Rabbi Meir, right? Rabbi Meir, Amar lo hitir limkar d'mayel l'situm bavad. Right? Rabbi Meir is the one that said, this is the Mishnah we had earlier, right? That who is allowed to sell d'mayel and not worry about that for Russia? Only a sitton, right? A sitton, somebody who normally sells in large amounts, so he has the p'tur, he's not going to have to be mafresh. So here you see this guy who's selling in a large amount. Right, that's what we assume. He still has to be mafresh, so it must be like, this is like Rabbi Meir, that this person here, the mocher, is going to have to, because he usually sells. He usually sells in large amounts. So the Gemara says, so that is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe not. Divrei Hakolhi, maybe our Mishnah could be even like the Rabbanan. Why? Shanyahi. What did we say before? By buying and selling. By buying and selling, so it's an easy transaction. You know what's being done. Is it a small amount or a big amount? But here, it's not a sale, remember? It's a hafkara. It's a hefker. So, shanihi, shazoche, zoche bedaka, vena mafkir, mafkir begasa. The zoche, the one who picks it up, somebody who finds these leaves. He's not picking up all the leaves at once. He's picking them up one at a time. Oh, a leaf. He's going to pick them up one at a time. See, he's being zoche in small amounts. In the small amounts. Veda mafkir, mafkir bagasa. So, and the one who's mafkir is not being mafkir, you know, a large amount all at one time. So therefore, everything is considered, in this situation, it's called daka. It's called small amounts. Right, and that is why the mocher slash, you know, the one that's mafkir is the one that's going to have to be mafresh. Again, the Chachamim say that you go by what is actually being done, and what's actually being done here. It's considered small transactions because it's not all happening. I'm cutting off a bunch of leaves, and little by little, I'm being mafkir them. And then when they're picked up, the person is being zochet to them little by little. So therefore, it's not a case of a mitagasa, but mitadaka. Say, but the Mishnah could even be according to the Rabbana. And the Gemara says, "V'les hada pliga al Rabbi Meir. And this is not arguing on Rabbi Meir either. Now we're alluding to a machlokas also that has come up at least once in this Masechta. Remember the machlokas we had about Hefker. Hefker, when does Hefker leave my Rishus? Right when I'm after it? That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Or, remember we had Rabbi Yossi from Masechta Nedarim. It's not fully out of my Rishus until the next person picks it up. So in that case, so does that help or make worse our distinction here? So v'les ha'da pliga al Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is going to say it works out according to both. Works out according to both opinions. This does not represent the problem to fit in with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, amar kibin da'da mafkir davar. Right when you're mafkir davar, yatsa merishuso hefkero hefker. According to the one Rabbi Meir, who is what we paskin generally, that right when you're mafkir something, it leaves your rishus. So then, you say, Shan Yehi, Shazocha Zocha Bedaka, Beina Mafka, Mafka Begasa, as we just said. As we just said, it left your Rishus, so when the person picks it up, he's picking it up little by little. We don't say that, oh, it's not, right? If you would say like the other opinion possibly, so then it doesn't leave my Rishus until the other person picks it up. So by the time the other person starts picking it up, I've been Mafka all my leaves. Right? So there, it was me the Gasa. So according to Rabbi Meir, right, we don't say that. Right, according to Rabbi Meir, right when I leave my Rishus, so then it's not mine, then for sure, this is considered daka. It's considered small sales, because every little bit I cut, that's already a separate transaction. It's mafgir, and right when the person picks it up. But even according to Rabbi Yossi, v'yafilo al Rabbi Yossi, les ha'da plika. Our Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not a Rabbi Yossi who says that hefker doesn't leave the Rishus of the Mafkir fully until the person picks it up, even there. So we'll read our Girsa, even though most Mepharshim change this Girsa, but we'll explain what the words mean according to the Ma'ara Folda. So he says, Les Adaplika, even Rabbi Yossi, you don't say that, oh, because it doesn't leave my Rishus until the person picks it up, it's considered as if I was Mafkir all of it as a Midagasa. You don't say that. You don't have to say that. Because still, from his point of view, he only picked it up little by little. And if he picked it up only little by little, so it still could be called Mida Daka, and therefore it could work out even according to the Rabbanan. Let's just read it. To Rabbi Yossi, to Amar Enefer Yossi Mitachas Yidei Bayalam Ela Bezachiyah. So we'll read these words again. The Ma'ara Fold and other Mepharshim changed the Gersa. Enefgir Hefgir, Shan Yehi, Shamafgir Mafgir Bagasa, Venazoche Zoche Bidaka. The way that the Ma'ara Fold explains it again is, even the Mafgir, it's not Nechshav Gasa because the Zoche gets each one little by little. Look at the second line on top. V'yachar Garsinan. Shan Yehi Shef Kero Hefker B'Zechiyah. Pirish. V'Zechiyah Hi Ale Achar Ale. Right? The Zechiyah is one leaf after another leaf. Imkein, I'm reading the Ma'ara Folda, third line. Imkein Hefker Anami Ale Achar Ale. Since you say the Zoche is considered one by one, small transaction, so too we could look at the Mafkir as small transaction. And therefore our Mishnah could work according to either view of Hefker, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, and either view of Demai, but whether you go by actual sale or you go by potential Rabbi Meir, what he usually sells like. Okay, so we'll have to stop there, and we will continue discussing this Lokeach Yerak Menashuk about the Kinyanim B'Hashem. We'll get to next time. Okay.